people running to the exits right now. It's very similar to what was happening back in 2012 and 13, going into recession. All of a sudden, there's less money, there's less enthusiasm. People aren't as opportunistic right now as they were, you know, a couple of years ago. And you look at back in 2013, we bought the asset properly. We bought it for $600,000, 25 units.
Hello, everybody. Jake and Gino here, and today we're discussing how to get your first multifamily deal. Gang, we're going to share our experiences and our framework to getting that first deal done, and we believe that lack of clarity and experiences is ultimately what's holding many of you back. So today, we're going to peel back that onion and describe what we should have done differently. Gino, how's it going?
Doing great, Jake. How are you?
Always making it happen, big man. So, Gino, we got lucky on our first deal. I'm going to say it. We got lucky. We were in the right place at the right time, but we were also in the right vehicle, which was multifamily apartments. So share with us that first deal and ultimately, why were we lucky, Gino?
Jake, you got lucky. I didn't get lucky.
Oh, because I got hooked up with you?
And for those of you listening right now, if you like, give us a like, subscribe to the channel, because on these how-tos, we dive into all different topics in multifamily. This is just talking about how to buy your first multifamily. We talk about RUBS. Last week, talked about insurance. We talked about buy right criteria. We talked about financing these deals in these how-to videos. So please like and subscribe to the Jake and Gino channel. But the reason why I say you got lucky is because I was the one early on, before I met you, I took a lot of punches. I took a lot of body blows because I lacked that clarity. I didn't know what I wanted. I didn't lack the motivation. I lacked the clarity. I didn't have education times action equals results. I had action, action, action. I kept making mistakes. My first two deals were absolute disasters. And then I said to myself, let me slow down here. Let me go out and let me find somebody who's doing it at a high level that I want to emulate, because success leaves clues. I went out there. I found my first multifamily mentor in 2008. In 2009, I found another mentor. I started learning, and that's where the luck occurred, because for me, the luck was I was prepared. When Jake Stenziano appeared in my life, came down like from the heavens. The doors opened, and I'm like,
I was not prepared.
But I was like, bro, this is great. Let's do multifamily. We tried to do it up in New York, but it didn't work in New York for us. I had bought a couple things up in Rochester, and it was a great learning experience. But when Jake moved down to Tennessee, I had clarity. I was prepared. Not only were we going to take massive action, I had the education coupled with it. And I think that's when you say luck. Yes, there is a component of luck, I think, in life. But if you're not working hard and you're not creating your own luck, then luck won't show up. If I didn't know how to underwrite a deal, or if I didn't know how to do due diligence, or if I didn't understand what a cap rate was, or if I didn't know how to talk to real estate brokers, doesn't matter if you move down to Knoxville. We're moving down. We're not going to buy a deal together. And with me knowing all of that, it still took us 18 months to find our first deal because we didn't have buy right, manage right, finance right. Now our students are crushing it. Our students have done almost 70,000 units because of the framework. It's because they have that framework that they can start saying to themselves, wow, there's really three pillars that we're talking about. But in this video specifically, we're going to be talking about three things. We're going to be talking about strategy, market, and the buy right criteria. And if you want to learn more, as you're learning through this, and maybe you've just stumbled upon Jake and Gino, go to jakeandgino.com/webinar. Every month, Jake and I are on a monthly webinar discussing whether it's pitfalls, whether it's how to manage a property properly, asset management, or financing in this current economy. Go to jakeandgino.com/webinar and sign up for the next webinar. You can even watch the previous month's recording as well.
Where I was saying we really got lucky is that we were in the right vehicle and we were in a good market. That's a huge component to success. And so I was at the time was just looking for something that cash flowed. I needed something that was going to set me free from my job because I was on a path to getting fired. A little bit of a wild card. The culture of the company was changing. And I really needed that parachute to transition into something else because the clock was ticking for me. High performer, but just was not a good fit any longer. So we're in a good market. That's a key component to it. And also the vehicle. you know, if we'd have started flipping houses, I wouldn't be where I am today if I would have started flipping houses or doing single family homes. So that was tremendous. But you're talking, Gino, about the three components to this. And, you know, I think ultimately the vehicle is very good, but if you don't have the right strategy and you look at what we've done, and it's buy right, manage right, finance right, we had a strategy that evolved as we went, and it's constantly evolving. But when you're looking at that strategy, ultimately, we didn't know how to talk to brokers in the beginning, and we documented and we created frameworks for everything that we've done. So we believe that multifamily investing is a three-step framework: buying the deals correctly with the criteria, managing them right, and then financing them right. We call it our yellow brick road, and we follow that time and time again. When you're looking at the market, I think that we tend to stay away from places that are unfriendly to landlords. We've gone into different markets, but we tend to stay away from those places. And we like markets that have population growth and job growth. Okay, that's a key, you know, fundamental component to what we're doing. It's supply and demand, really. And then the buying criteria. Gino, you want to dive into that a little bit more?
Jake, I want to circle back to the strategy again, because let's touch on to that very first deal that we bought. We didn't even know we hit all three components on that very first deal. And that's how it came to us. On our second deal, it's like, wow, we bought the asset, right? Well, our very first deal back in 2013, the economy was terrible. So you could buy right if you had the guts to buy
right. Hang in there
right
long
now,
enough.
People are running to the exits right now. It's very similar to what was happening back in 2012 and 13, going into recession. All of a sudden, there's less money. There's less enthusiasm. People aren't as opportunistic right now as they were, you know, a couple of years ago. And you look at back in 2013, we bought the asset properly. We bought it for $600,000, 25 units. Now you look back and go, those deals aren't around anymore. Actually, they are around right now, because rents back then were only $350 for a one bedroom. That asset today, those rents are over $1,100 without rubs, without any other income on there, additional income. So we bought the asset properly. We bought it. Then we actually financed it properly. We put 80% down with the bank. We got 10% owner financing. So we only need 10% of the down payment coming out of cash. It was a total of $83,000. It was three of us on the deal. So we were able to get into that very first deal, financing it properly. The manage right portion, we struggled with that, but we had resident managers, and Jake was actually managing the property himself. So we were self-managing it, managing the asset, managing the property itself on the very first one. So we were actually firing on all cylinders on that very first deal. Took us a good year to restabilize it. Then what we did is we refinanced that deal. We pulled out $164,000. $164,000. I'll never forget that number, because that was our very first refinance. What do we do with that money? We didn't go on vacation. We put that money into our third deal. So it's very important to buy right, manage right, finance right, and then I would put that in XR's refi right, pull the money out, and put it into the next deal. So there's the strategy right there. When you're looking at a deal, always look at it from that lens. That buy right is fixed in the back leg of the wheelbarrow. The finance right, it's fixed. Once you finance it and bought it properly, you're ready to go. That manage right is the component that's very challenging to a lot of people. And that's why we've created the Jake and Gino community, because one of our unique selling propositions is we teach our students to manage right. We have systems. We have over 1,600 units where we're doing it on a daily basis. We're vertically integrated. At Jake and Gino, we create multifamily entrepreneurs. It's not just about buying these assets and going, hey, I just bought a deal. Great. Now that you bought it, you bought yourself a little mini business. Congratulations. How are you going to manage it? And you don't have to manage it yourself. Sure. You can hire a third party, but how do you hold them accountable? And that's the beauty of multifamily. That's why Jake says it's an amazing vehicle, because it's built to be able to scale the business. How do you scale the business? By implementing proper systems and procedures and cadence of accountabilities that we can't get into in this call, but that's the importance of the buy right, the manage right, and the finance right. Now, you talked about the market. Real quick with the market. For us, if you can't find a market where you live in, join a community, join a mentorship, because there's a lot of students who live in California. They can't invest in California. So what do? They find other students in the community who live in Texas, who live in Phoenix, who live in Florida, who live in Tennessee, and they partner up and they do deals in markets that are outside of their current market where they're living. It's really important to focus on a market. And I'll give you a quick story for myself. Before I moved to Florida back in 2015, New York doesn't work for me. Jake is already crushing it in Tennessee. I want to leave New York. So if you're out there thinking to yourself, I don't live in a state that I want to live in anymore, where do I go? Well, if you're investing in real estate, think of a market where you want to make it your backyard. I made Jacksonville, Florida, my backyard. I eventually moved down a year later. I was able to go back and forth while I was still in New York, easily making it my backyard. When I moved, I already had the relationships. I already had the understanding of the market. I was ready to hit the ground running. So if you're out there saying to yourself, my market doesn't work, either join a community where there are other people in that market or move to a market that makes sense for you.
But Gino, there's no deals out there. I can't find the deals. Listen, gang, here we go. 30 a door for our first deal. The rents were 500. We just did a deal, 70 a door, and the rents are 1200. Okay? So it's like these things do exist if you're willing to mine for them. But I want to just ground into our original question, how to get your first deal, because we've hit it, but I want to get very specific and answer the question. So the way you get your first deal is, number one, you create a strategy. Okay, you're going to pick the vehicle, say it's going to be multifamily apartments, and then you're going to start going deeper in terms of what you really want to do. Are you going to self-manage? Are you going to manage in-house? You're going to start to develop this business plan. Once you know, okay, I'm doing multifamily apartments, then it's, what market am I going to be in? We recommend picking one market initially, going very deep on that market till you get some scale and size in that market. You got the market. Now it's time for that specific buying criteria. This is the stage that most people miss. We call it our buying criteria. What age of the assets are you looking for? What kind of return are you looking for? What are the physical components? Are you in a flood zone? Are you doing aluminum wiring, or are you strictly copper? Are you doing the Federal Pacific and stab lock breakers, or is that exempt? You got to create this criteria for buying. Is it 1980s and newer? We're just throwing some things out there that are very common that the agencies and the insurance companies look for. Do you like townhomes? Do you like washer dryer hookups? You create that very crystal clear buying criteria so you know exactly what you're going for. And that's the genesis for all this stuff starting to come together, but it's clarity. Entrepreneurs get hung up more times than not on lacking clarity than motivation. Okay. It's that clarity that will hold you back because you simply can't see it. And that's where we come in with the Jake and Gino community, because we've been there, we've done it, we share experiences, and that let you evaluate those stories and, basically our frameworks if it's going to work for you. So I think it's very important, though, to have crystal clear criteria, because then it's going to really be able to allow you to sift for that gold much quicker. So any closing words here, Gino?
Yeah, on the buy rate criteria, I throw another golden nugget in that we made mistakes on. Look at the median income of the area that you're buying it in. And I'm not saying a low or high median income. See where you want to be buying assets. When we bought assets that had lower median incomes, it was just a much, much different resident base. We weren't able to collect the rents we thought we were able to collect, because if you're only making 25 or 30 grand a year, you're not getting $2,000 a month of those rents. So understand your market. And we haven't really said this much, but we should stress it here. You need to understand the market that you're in. That's why Jake is telling you to pick one, at the most two markets. Because once you understand in the north side of this city, you're only getting $800 for two bedrooms, but the broker's telling you you can get $1,000, and you know that utilities costs are $500, but this property has $300, there's something going on. Understanding the market is going to help you become a much better investor, and it's going to help you land that first deal very quickly. Understanding how to speak to the broker and understanding that market go hand in hand. So select that one market, work on the strategy, and get your buy right to become crystal clear. So when you see that deal, it's like, game on. You don't have to worry about anything else. That deal fits your criteria. You're going to underwrite it, and you're going to put in offers on those types of deals.
Green light, go. You're going to be much more aggressive. So, gang, as always, we believe in buying deals for the long term. Think in decades. I'm Jake. He's the G-Daddy, and we make it happen. We'll see you at Multifamily Mastery 6 this October in sunny Orlando, Florida.